cold, chilling, welcome, seasonal. These words could all describe the precipitation of the last couple of days, cold and chilling, as temperatures hovered below freezing, icing roads and dusting the Blue Ridge. Welcome and seasonal, since we rely on wintertime precipitation to keep our rivers and wells flowing, our groundwater replenished, our reservoirs full. But this water, mostly clean as it transits from clouds to earth, becomes something else once it hits our streets, yards, and houses. It becomes stormwater, and it is hardly benign. Rather than infiltrating the soil as it does in the forests, stormwater rushes to creeks and to the Rivanna, carrying litter, oil, pet waste, and dirt, rushes in such volume and velocity that stream banks are continually scoured and the Rivanna runs brown after even a modest rain. Environmental professionals characterize water pollution sources as either point or non-point. Point sources are discrete, water from a single point or conveyance, such as the waste treatment plants at Morris Creek, Lake Monticello, Camelot, discharges from which are highly regulated with increasingly stringent controls. Non-point sources are simply the opposite, pollution that enters our streams from a diffuse or general area, such as excess water that travels across agriculture or playing fields, transporting pollutants including excess fertilizer or manure. Rainwater that traverses urban parking lots and roads into storm sewer systems might be considered non-point because it is a collection of water and all that is carried with it from, for example, my yard, my street, my neighbor's yard, the street around the corner. But the Clean Water Act defines this kind of stormwater also as a point source, because it is conveyed through separate storm sewer systems, such as maintained by Charlottesville or Albemarle County in the urban areas, and through ditches and channels that direct the water untreated for the most part before it enters the river. And as a point source, it too is regulated by the Clean Water Act, with permits required by the state of Virginia for urban areas, industrial sites, and construction activities. In the second phase of permitting, since 2003, Charlottesville, Albemarle, UVA, and PVCC are defined as operating small municipal storm sewer systems, or MS4s. The five-year reapplication process is underway right now. Applications in which these entities show how various programs are reducing the discharge of pollutants from areas and facilities under their jurisdiction to the maximum extent practicable. Now, I have read the permit application from the City of Charlottesville, and it includes descriptions of how the city will maintain structural controls such as curb inlets and retention basins, and how it will maintain public roads and try to minimize pollutants coming off them. I've read how Parks and Rec will minimize the use of pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers, how the city will permit and monitor erosion and sediment control practices on construction sites. But the bottom line is this: much of the pollution that ends up in stormwater results from how we citizens live our day-to-day lives. After all, you'd have to keep a fleet of street cleaners busy 24 hours a day on all the city roads to keep most of the street wastes out of the storm sewer system, to say nothing of the grease and oil dripping from our cars and trucks. So here's something to think about. If where you are right now is not in the forest, then the precipitation that falls is likely to end up as stormwater. And as stormwater, it is almost certain to carry some form of pollution towards the Rivanna. So let's be willing to ask ourselves some questions to see how willing we are to manage our own personal stormwater. My questions are these. Am I making sure that my car is properly tuned and leaks no oils or grease? Am I careful with the kinds of lawn treatments I use? And do I use them only when I am confident that a thunderstorm or rainfall will not wash most of it into the streets? Have I found a way to keep the rain that falls on my property around for a while, retaining it in rain barrels, in rain gardens? And might I consider these challenges, perhaps, as opportunities that give me a way of helping my neighborhood, my city, and the Rivanna River? Good questions for the new year. I wonder what yours are. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.